for WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Activists chant outside 157. It's a luxury high-rise built on West 57th Street across from the Russian Tea Room and Carnegie Hall. They are angry over a law called 421A. It gives developers and owners of luxury condos tax write-offs meant to support affordable housing. Sue Sussman is with Real Rent Reform Campaign.
Our taxes shouldn't be subsidizing the penthouses of the wealthy. When they get tax breaks under Section 421A, that means that our tax money is going to subsidize them, and that means that people buying almost million-dollar penthouses are paying 95% fewer taxes. That's our tax money that's subsidizing them, and that isn't going to other things. If we had the $1.1 billion in tax money from 421A, we could have paid off the debts that NYCHA has for public housing.
The idea was that if you get the 421A and you get a tax abatement, you're supposed to build housing for poorer people. But it doesn't really work out that way. Either the houses don't appear or they're very few. And it's a tremendous loss of tax for New York State, which the rest of us have to make up.
Longtime community activist Olive Freud.
You know, the mayor wants to get housing for the affordable housing. But that's what we need, is affordable housing. We do not need 80% more luxury housing. That's outrageous. And not only this, but this building is these buildings on 57th Street are causing shadows on Central Park. So we're getting shadows and they're getting a place to put their ill-gotten gains.
I am a billionaire, and you are not welcome here.
Vianda Ricana is with Make the Road New York.
They get money for 50, the tax breaks, and subsidize for them, promising to give us affordable housing, but they didn't do. They used to have a penthouse you hear sell for $1 million with our money from our taxes.
I see that Vocal New York is out here today.
Yeah, we are here. We support anything when it comes to low-income people because that's our job, to advocate for people. I think it's not right that people don't have, they're spending all this money for these. We got over 2,000 empty condominiums in New York, okay, in the five boroughs. Why do we got all these homeless, okay? Everybody got to live and getting sick and in the tunnels, okay? It is time for the United States to wake up, okay? It's time for us to wake up and get people home.
Carl Stubbs, an organizer with Vocal New York, says he's living with HIV and Hep C. He says he can't take it anymore living outside. The 421A program is set to expire on June 15th. The aim was to give tax breaks to new multifamily dwellings in underdeveloped areas, not to developers of luxury condos marketed to billionaires. Protesters say the program has been abused, that real estate interests have ruled the roost in Albany through large campaign contributions and kickbacks, like those which went to former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, currently under indictment. The question is whether New York State will renew the 421A program. Deputy Manhattan Borough President Aldrin Bonilla says the program is misguided.
The whole framework has to be done with. It doesn't make economic sense. Taxpayers are not getting a good bang for their buck. It doesn't help the affordability crisis. And in many neighborhoods in which these luxury homes are going up, and many members of that same community board or that same neighborhood can't even afford under the area of medium income. They can't even afford to live in the same neighborhoods that they grew up and were raised in, at the taxpayer subsidy.
Yeah, there are homeless in this crowd. Mm-hmm. There are people who are just so outraged that there are subsidies and that there were supposed to be affordable apartments, but there aren't.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, New York City is a complex place. It's difficult to wrap your brain around billionaires, millionaires, having luxurious homes with rare state-of-the-art technology and amenities being subsidized by taxpayers at the tune of $1.1 billion. Many people could think of a great deal of other programs that you can implement for $1.1 billion that can yield a great deal more affordable housing units and permanent affordable housing units that could benefit all New Yorkers.
Steve Nurse is with New York Communities for Change in the Bronx. He says he came out to the Manhattan protests because he said there needs to be a stop to government subsidizing penthouses and large buildings, which do nothing to solve the affordable housing crisis.
We have a parade of homeless in the streets, as we see day and night on the train. So we are trying to prevent the government, the city, and other official entities from stop subsidizing these conglomerate buildings and pay attention to the poor people.
Organizers say there is no defense or justification for Albany to continue to give billions in tax breaks to luxury developers who are gentrifying neighborhoods, pricing out thousands of residents, and endangering affordable housing. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.